Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought that was an interesting conversation. One thing he said there at the end stuck out to me. And then one thing he said at the very beginning stuck out to me. And this is sort of the motto of Giants baseball. So we started with obviously the frustration of the lack of hitting, especially last night. And he goes, don't forget, we do win our share of games. And they do. The Giants are good.
Yep.
They're 44-35. At the very end, though, he's answering one of your questions, and he goes, he doesn't only go, yeah, we're frustrated by last night. Then he goes, I mean, just in general, we're frustrating.
Frustrating. Not frustrated, but we are frustrating on the regular.
You really are. You really are. And I guess that maybe we just need to make peace with that. Because the 2010 and 12, like, they were too. So I don't know, has something changed with the world, with baseball? I don't know. I don't know exactly how to reckon with this, but the Giants are a good team, but they're frustrating. And I feel that in the building last night, my phone is getting a lot of right? There's every night. Yeah. I got a lot of friends who are like me kind of Giants fans. Like, it's Tuesday, but we're like, let's freaking go. Like, right. Let's get a win. And the phone after every inning is just like, people are pulling the hair out of their heads. They're 10 games over 500. They've given up the fewest runs in the National League. You know, like, this is good. This is largely going well, but man.
What?
Well,
I mean, not totally dull and boring. Yeah. Like the old 3-hour and 20-minute game when you'd get 5 hits, but you just were laying it out. So they had 5 hits, and one of them was a hit-ish, might have been an error. And you had the Ramos double, and which resulted in an out,
yep.
Unfortunately.
You had the cost homer.
Yep. And I'm told there were 2 other hits. Casey Schmidt on a ball.
Yeah, Schmidt lined one to left field for a hit.
But if
I don't remember the other
and
one.
And this is the problem, Mark. If you're able to mind check a game and remember all 5 hits, and one of them was an oh-by-the-way single, one of them should have been called an error.
Oh, I remember the last one. I remember it now. Jung-Hoo Lee. He just shot right back up the middle, and it hit off the pitcher and rolled into right field.
Got you.
Base knock.
Is that when he got picked off right after?
Jung-Hoo Lee?
According to the box score, I might have been doing the bedtime scenario, but I thought he was listed as...
I believe he got doubled up. I don't think that...
Okay.
I think he got... I think it was a double play. If I remember correctly... I mean, I might have gone to get some popcorn or something like that.
Yeah, it might have been a different game when he got picked off.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Base running here. Jung-Hoo Lee, first base by Cal Quantrill, according to Baseball Reference.
Lee got a base hit in the 4th inning, and that was with 2 outs. And the next hitter, let's see, Lee to second. No. He went to second. They tried to pick him off, and they threw it into right field.
Gotcha.
Jung-Hoo Lee went to second. And then Adames hit a line drive to the center fielder.
Inning over. Yeah.
And I give Patrick Bailey a little nod, too. He hit one that I thought was gone, and it was caught right up against the fence in center field.
That was his first at-bat, right?
I think his second.
Okay.
Boy, he swings and misses a lot.
Sure does, from both sides of the plate.
Yeah.
That is gone.
Got caught. Exactly. Yeah, it was one of those. I stood up. I thought it was gone, but it wasn't gone. It was caught.
It's frustrating, and
it really is.
Just looking at some of the recent numbers. 4-for-24 with runners in scoring position over the last four games. And on the year, they have the 26th most at-bats in those situations. So they don't have a lot of at-bats with runners in scoring position because they don't get a lot of people to second and third base.
Right, but when they do, and I saw some commentary on this earlier, and I think it was Krook, said that the Giants look like they become different people when there's runners in scoring position. And this is kind of my favorite thing that we do. You know, especially in sports radio here in 2025, you know this, I know this. If you start saying it's okay when teams lose or players struggle, immediately the social media world goes to, you're making excuses. Stop making excuses for these people. Here's one that sometimes I do actually find as excuse making. They're pressing. That's what you hear people say. They're trying too hard. So Willy Adames, he's new. He's trying to live up to the contract. He's pressing. Yeah, he might be. When there's runners in scoring position and the Giants are having a hard time scoring runs, oh, they're pressing. Sure, I mean, it's the major leagues. I would hope that, A, you're pressing. This is a big deal. There's a lot on the line. And B, I would hope that you know how to navigate that as a professional athlete. In other words, the anxiety that comes with the moment. Like, you and me may go to a golf course, and we don't like it if there's more than five people watching our first shot. There are 30-something thousand people who show up to watch you hit. Yaz, Willie, Jung-Hoo, they chant your name when you go to the plate. I would imagine that that fills you with anxiety. The desire, the over-desire to perform. You have to work with that. Like, we can't do this all year. Well, they're trying too hard. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, different players are in different spots. Like, Casey Schmidt right now is not trying too hard because the ball that's being thrown toward him is a watermelon.
And he should be, by the way, more than anyone. He's the one with the job on the line.
But he's hot. So,
right.
And Rafael Devers, and I was mentioning this to Lubman today on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, because we were talking about his swing, and I said, it's Will Clarkian, the way he lets the ball come. He has this long, fluid, I'll hit it wherever I damn well please kind of swing. He's not a guy who looks like he's pressing. Even when he struggles, Willy Adames is, he's kind of locked up. And I really feel for him. I think it was the ninth inning, full count pitch, and that was
the moment.
That was a strike. And if you look at the box, and I know that you want the box gone, I'm watching the game, and I'm looking at the box, and all I could think of was perfect pitch.
I knew it. By the
perfect
way,
pitch.
I'm sitting down the third base line, so I don't know. I can't.
All you can see is his backside.
But you know what I could tell? His body language. And you can tell. This is the skill you gain as a parent. You can tell when someone is BSing you. You can tell. And so I can tell now when a player doesn't like the call and they actually think it was a bad call, or if they're playing it off because they want it to look like they think it was a bad call, even though they know they got. And I could tell right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, because the kids asked, they're like, yeah, was that a bad call? And I'm like, first of all, we're sitting in left field. I don't know. But I'm looking at his body language and he looks like he got. So I'm glad that you were watching and you can tell me that the ball was in the box. Because I had a feeling it was in the box.
And his reaction was kind of like, no stinking way.
Right.
As he's doing that, he's walking to the dugout. That's the tell. And I'm glad you saw that because the frustration on his face was not only the fact that he got struck out, but the reality that it was a perfect pitch. And like, of all the times for him to just, give me a cookie. Let me get out of this thing. Give me something to hit. And that's a pitch that you know, if he didn't take it, it's a sawed off eight hopper back to the mound because it was a perfect pitch. Yep. So you take it, it's strike three, and for Willie, it's just another step toward being below 200 again. So I think he is pressing, but
probably.
And I get what you're saying about the idea of pressing.
Yeah, you got to deal with that.
Yep.
You have to deal with that. Like, you are in a performance-based industry. Like, I don't know, man. Again, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I think on some level I chuckle when we go, oh, they're trying too hard. I hope they're trying too hard. They are being paid millions of dollars. The whole city's coming to watch them play. For some reason that I'll never really understand, we care like crazy. Like crazy people, we care. And
about a grown man with a piece of wood and a projectile?
God, we care. We cry. We come for the confetti like we, a million strong, like we lose our minds over this. I hope you're trying too hard. The opposite's way worse. It's way worse to accuse someone of like, they don't look like they care out there very much.
I get what you're saying, and you're right, but the frustrating part of this is there's really not much else you can do. If you're Moses Moody and you miss, I don't know, 11 straight threes or whatever it was over the course of some games, you could still go out there and lock somebody down, grab a rebound, take a charge. You can do other things that help your team. If you're Willie Adames, yeah, you can play a clean shortstop, yeah. But you know, you're brought here to inflict some damage with the bat. And when you're not, every at-bat that goes by where you don't produce, the pressure becomes bigger.
There's no doubt. I will also hearken back, though, to something that that Bowden told Steiny and Guru when he came on after the Devers deal. And this really stuck with me. And he said, first of all, data shows that when a big contract is signed and someone switches teams, it is not abnormal for year two to be the time that it really starts to come into play. And then the other thing I want to remind people, because I really thought he was good on this topic as well, whether Adames is hitting right in front of Devers or not, Devers will help Adames in this respect. Willie Adames is not capable of being, my opinion, the best hitter on the team. It's not who he is. He is a 250 career hitter. He might get to 30 home runs. In this ballpark, probably not. I would argue over the next 7 years of this deal that he signed, what you're looking for from Adames is a 250 average. You're going to get maybe 25 home runs in a good year, 20 in a bad, and be that clubhouse guy. Yes, you're going to produce some runs, but my goodness, you're going to strike out once a game. It's what he's done his entire career. So the Devers' presence is not so much about, is Adames hitting right in front of him? The Devers' thing is, hey, Willie, you don't need to be the dude. Because you're not the dude. He's not.
Right.
And the contract made us all want him to be the dude. And I think that that's why he was pressing. Because Willie wants to be the dude. Not the dude. Rafi's the dude.
Right. And so your lineup has like four or five other guys who can be the Robin.
Yes.
And
the B.
If they are, if it's Chappie healthy, and if Jungwoo Lee snaps out of this deep, deep June funk where he's hitting 169 in June, you know, if you get more contributions, then yeah, Adames can be the fourth or fifth best hitter at a time in a game, and you can be a good offense.
Well, I mean, don't forget Ramos. Like, if you want to play this out over the next handful of years, your two best hitters are Devers and Ramos. Those are your guys. Those are your run producers. Those are your guys who can really be middle-of-the-order people in their 20s. Still, you know, Devers is in his prime. Ramos hasn't even gotten there yet. But when they walk to the plate, there is a much different presence and a much different intimidation factor and a much different way of playing defense and pitching around them and pitching them carefully and all of those things than when Willie Adames is up there. Adames is much more like a Chapman. I like that comp. Like, these are professionals. They will pop 25 home runs, but they will strike out a lot, and they will not threaten hitting 300. They will not do that. They are not 900 OPS guys. But Devers and Ramos can be that. So I'm still, especially when Chapman comes back, it's why when people, and I love it, I'm having fun with it on Twitter every night, I'm like, this lineup's different, and every time they score two runs, there's the eight people who are like, is it still different? You think the lineup? I'm like, yes, it is. It is different. It doesn't mean that they're not going to have nights where they only score zero or one or two runs or whatever. But once Chapman gets back, especially, and if Schmidt can continue to be consistent and all of those things, you mentioned Jung-Hoo Lee, I really think the lineup, it's more about the potential it has for everybody to settle into their roles. We said this before, I'll say it again. The Devers thing to me feels a lot like Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, because it's going to allow lesser players to fit into their spot and shine a lot more, because everybody's not being asked to be a larger player than they are. Willy Adames was being asked to be a larger player than what he is, and now he can be Willy Adames.
Yeah, which is your two-hitter when he's going well, your six-hitter when he's not, and it's the same thing with everyone else. Casey Schmidt, go be our second baseman with some pop and hit seventh, and then, you know, everyone else around him. Jung-Hoo Lee, if you're going great, you lead off. Right now it's Yaz because he's hitting better, and so there are some interchangeable parts, I think, that you can vary your lineup as necessary, but when you get Chapman back, you've got your 3-4-5-6 with, you know, Ramos and Adames, and you got Devers, and they're all right in there, and Chapman, and you've got four guys you can pencil in, and when they're all going well, now you become a dangerous offense.
Yeah, they'll get it going, and no, I don't think that they will ever be, like, even right now, I don't think that this is ever going to be a lineup as currently constructed that gets confused with
the
Los Angeles Dodgers. It's like, we're not going to get it confused, but I think it's going to be plenty. I think it's going to be plenty for what they're trying to do, for the pitching staff they have, for the ballpark in which they play, all of these things. I think it's going to be plenty. They've got to still get the whole thing figured out. I think Melvin made some fair points, which A, Chapman is still not back. B, like, Rafi Devers, this has not been talked about enough, and probably is not being talked about enough because he doesn't look that bad. He's getting some hits. This is an unbelievable life flip upside down experience for Rafi Devers. And when life hits you like that, I don't know about you, I always find work is tough. Work is hard when life is on your mind. And I cannot imagine that somebody who's never known anything but Boston Red Sox baseball and then becomes literally the talk of the sports world for an entire week and then flips coasts, goes out from a hitter's park to a not hitter's park, new league, new pitchers, all of the things that you go through there, this is a lot. It's a lot for him to handle. So I just see the Giants right now as, like, fine, but they're kind of in a spot with a lot of potential to be a lot better in, say, like 2-3 weeks.
Or even 6 to 8 weeks, because what you're saying is exactly what I was thinking. And I was trying to figure out how to work that into a question for Bo Mel, but we had somewhat limited time, so I didn't want to get too much down the comedy road. But how is he balancing getting his groin right with getting comfortable in the park, with learning how to play first base, with contacting PG&E to get the power on and figuring out where his moving boxes are and where do I park my car and where's the nearest grocery store and, you know, all the little things you're talking about. Like, you know, I moved in with my wife 3 years ago and there's things we're still doing.
Oh, gosh.
Three years later. You just moved, what, 4 months ago? And
oh, no, like, no, it was a year and a half ago.
When you moved?
Yes.
To your new spot?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
New Year's Day 2024.
Man, time is flying.
It's been a year and a half, and I still have one box of pictures that's sitting in the exact same spot where I'm going to do that one of these days.
Yep.
Maybe
I'm gonna get
weekend.
To you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm coming this weekend for sure. Yeah, we've done that now for 18 months.
And additionally, he's trying to do all this while also playing games in other cities.
Right.
And right. He probably doesn't even have a place to live yet.
No, I mean, he's probably in a hotel
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah, but if you're here for 8 years, at some point, you're going to have to, like, think about...
Totally.
And I don't know if he's married with kids or any of that, and so maybe that makes it a little bit more simple, quote-unquote, but even talking to Robbie Ray, when we had him on the show, and Robbie's got the four kids and the wife, and it's like, you're moving around and all the rest of it. It's got to be incredibly tougher than what we allow them... You know, we don't give enough grace, to your point, in these ways, you know?
No doubt. In fact, in speaking about Rafi Devers... If you missed Bo Mel on with us earlier, this is one thing that he was talking about. This is less about all that off-the-field stuff. But Don't forget, with everything you just said, oh, by the way, Rafi, you need to come learn a new position. And it's the position that, by the way, everyone's been ripping you for the last 4 months that you won't go play. And now you're going to go play it. So how soon are we going to see Rafi over at first base?
He's got to be comfortable doing it. He's never done it before. Unfortunately, we don't have a spring training to prepare for that. So we have to kind of run him through some things that we feel like will make him comfortable. It's never, you know, the first couple games going to be completely comfortable, but he can feel the ball really well. He's got soft hands, obviously.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And throw the ball across the diamond. You know, it's just a different spin, and lefties a little different than righties over at third. But we want to make sure that he's 100% with the groin. I think we're getting pretty close as far as that goes. It's certainly not going to be today or tomorrow, but maybe at some point in time on this next road trip.
Okay, so on this next road trip, which starts on Friday.
Okay, yeah.
So, and maybe a soft landing spot to do it in Chicago this
could
weekend.
Be. Yeah, I mean.
Not the good Chicago, it's the bad Chicago.
It's the bad Chicago, yeah. And might be the time. And just, that's why I was asking him about all the different things, like, that he has to learn about first base, holding runners, and, you know, making a different throw across the diamond, and all the other little nuanced things that he's never really had to do, not having played first base before.
The road trip, by the way, also takes them to Arizona and then Sacramento.
Yep.
Sacramento for the July 4th holiday. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be really hot.
Ball's going to be jumping out of that park.
So you look at the next 11 games, two more against Miami, and yes, then a 9-game road trip. You need to start banking some W's, because then it's Philly and the Dodgers on the backside.
That's
and,
correct. And actually, know, just, it's 10-game road trip. It's going to be 4 in Arizona.
Appreciate that. Yep. So you're looking at 10 and then 6. So you got 16 games left to go. Sure would be nice to pile up a nice 10-6 or something even a little bit better than that.
I don't think you feel good if you lose 2 out of 3 to Miami. So I sort of look at tonight and tomorrow afternoon, especially with Logan Webb on the hill tonight. We're not going to do must-win baseball games, but like I'm not feeling good if you don't win these next two games.
Yeah.
2 out of 3 from Miami, that also is a winning homestand. Like, you have a losing record for the homestand if you don't win both of these next two games.
And I feel let down by you, Mark.
Oh, it was completely my fault. Yeah. I'll wear that.
Okay.
I told you, I promised you I'd go get you a win. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I hate it when I don't do what I say I'm going to do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.